we had one or two conversations with Meadow himself and his representatives. And, you know, he was looking to get back into English football. Once we spoke to him about football and what we can achieve together, then it was just a question of financially coming to an agreement, which we did quite comfortably and very quickly. So it was superb news that we've got the opportunity to work with Meadow. And he's purely coming for footballing reasons. He wants to, you know, get back on the footballing ladder, I suppose, in England. And he sees this as a great opportunity to do that.
He's a big name, isn't he? Was it important, in your opinion, to sign a player who could really rejuvenate the fans this summer?
No, it's not really important to recruit named players. It's important to recruit the right named players, if possible. And like I said, with discussions with Meadow, we are on the same page, and we can move forward together to benefit and aid Barnsley's opportunities on the pitch. And, you know, that's where we are very comfortable in recruiting him.
What are your expectations for him this season?
To be a mobile target man who scores goals. He will lead on the pitch, hopefully. You know, pre-season will be a big pre-season for all the players, not just Meadow. But I've got a lot of expectation for all of the players, and I don't want to put anybody under any due extra pressure, because the boy's got talent. There's an abundance of talent, and we're looking forward to working with him, gleaning his experience and making it a formidable, you know, component of our team going forward. He expects to score goals, you know, and he'll be vital on the pitch.
Is any part of this a gamble on your part?
Any recruitment's a gamble. But one thing I can assure people, it's not a financial gamble. You know, he turned down probably a lot better financial offers to play probably back in Asia, etc., etc. And I'm led to believe, prior to signing, a championship manager asked him to, you know, just wait 48 hours. And I'm also led to believe that he refused that opportunity and he wanted to sign for Barnsley Football Club. So his intentions were there to, you know, work for Barnsley Football Club. And once we'd met up, we realised that we probably could work well together.
Does this excite you, Keith? The chance to work with a player like Meadow, who's played for some top clubs in Europe?
It excites me in the same way that it would excite a fan. But the reason why we recruited him is because we could. And we feel as though we can work together. You know, he knows what we expect. He knows what we want. And he can provide that as long as we can provide him and what we've told him we'll do as well.
You have talked in the past about wanting that mobile target man. You've used those words again here. So do you see that that's that position sorted now? You really wanted that kind of player, didn't you? Do you feel like you've addressed that now with Meadow?
I think we've got to continually look at the squad and look at the permutations that we're going to try and use throughout the season. I think what's really important from my perspective is to recruit now as many players, quality players as we can, so that we don't find ourselves in January losing all our players, whether it's a result of being sold, injured or suspended, and recruiting in the loan market in January, because it doesn't work. And the higher up you go, the less it works. It's more of a gamble recruiting in January unless you're going to improve your opportunities by recruiting a player who's playing for another club. So I want to try and get a deep enough squad to work with during pre-season and the early parts of the season to carry us through the entirety of the season, and only adding and maybe taking away one or two throughout that course. And I don't want to be in a position where in January we're very threadbare, we've got a lot of injuries and we might have to sell one or two, and then really looking at the last 15, 20 games of the season being in a precarious position. So lessons learned, and it's important that we get a deep enough squad and a balanced squad to work with pre-season and just, you know, add and take away when and where we feel as though it's necessary.